And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
This is Kurt Morris with Channel 10 News. Odyssey residents are stunned at the complete closure and quarantine of Wits End, a popular ice cream and discovery emporium. The reason for the closure is the soil beneath it may contain toxic chemicals. Philip Glossman, former local city councilman who now works out of the governor's office, made the announcement yesterday.
We're not saying it's conclusive. We're just saying that the soil may contain a potentially dangerous element. Until we know for sure, the best thing to do is just stay away from the place. I will add this, though. I think it's terrible that certain parties didn't check the soil before they allowed and encouraged children to play on that property.
The closure and quarantine of Wits End has left many Odyssey residents confused and angry, and it has also become an issue in the recall of incumbent Mayor Tom Riley. Mayor Riley was giving a speech at a local shopping center when he was confronted by voters. Channel 10 news cameras were there, and here's what happened.
I want to put this recall behind us so we can start working to mend this community.
Why are you covering up what you know about Wits End?
I'm not covering up anything.
Well, you've been friends with John Whittaker for years. Why didn't you insist he test the soil?
We had no reason to believe anything was wrong with the soil. There's still no reason to...
You don't care about our children.
That's not true. I do care. And so do the folks at Wits End.
There's nothing but a cover-up! A cover-up!
Cover-up! Cover-up! Cover-up!
Please, people, please!
The mayor left in short order. But while Tom Riley was being booed off of one stage, his rival for the job of mayor, Dr. Regis Blaggard, was being cheered on another stage, and then nearly fell off it. Our cameras were also there.
And I say, fellow citizens, that we must take steps to ensure that the awful tragedies of the past several weeks and months will never happen again. We must protect our children. Protect them and provide them with safe play areas and learning facilities. You'll have to excuse me, fellow citizens. I'm suddenly not feeling very well. I think I need to sit. Oh.
As Dr. Blaggard tried to sit, he nearly tumbled off the speaker's platform and had to be helped down by his assistants. Blaggard from Mayor Headquarters later released a statement saying, Dr. Blaggard is fine. He simply hadn't eaten all day and is exhausted from the stress of the campaign. In other news, more vandalism rocked the city last night. We take you now to Channel 10 correspondent Gene Pryor, who is live at the scene. Gene?
Thank you, Kurt, and what an awful scene it is. I'm standing in front of Rathbone's Electric Palace. With me is the owner, Bart Rathbone. Bart, what happened here?
Sometime last night, middle of the night, I guess, a bunch of hoodlums tossed bricks through my plate glass window, smashed my merchandise, and spray-painted all the walls.
I see. And do the police have any clues as to who may be responsible?
Not that they're telling me. But you know, rumor has it, there's a gang running around town that wears long robes, like the kind they wore in the Bible. I saw a picture in there one time. I told the police about them, but they said they have to catch them in the act.
I see. Anything else you can tell us?
Nah. Except that starting tomorrow, we'll be having a slightly damaged merchandise sale.
Yes. Well, thank you very
There'll be some great bargains, so everybody, come on down. Bring the whole family. Bring Mom, the kids.
Thank you, Mark.
Bring money.
Well,
bring...
there you have it. More vandalism and no clues. For Channel 10 News, I'm Gene Pryor. Back to you, Kurt.
Pretty good, even if I do say so myself.
Pop! Pop!
Oh, hiya, Rodney.
I can't believe it. It's really true. They trashed our store, and I wasn't even in on it. That jellyfish, he's gone too far.
Look, Rodney, just calm down. There are things happening here that you don't know about.
I can't calm down. I've had it with that guy, up to here. Don't you worry, Pop. I'll take care of this.
Rodney, wait a minute.
I'll take care of this once and for all.
No, Rodney, wait. Rodney. Boy, oh boy.
So you're back here at your dad's house, huh? Yeah, thanks to Glossman.
But I heard you and Jack were kind of on the outs.
Yeah, call it a difference of opinion.
Isn't it strange being here in the house with him?
Not really. Actually, I barely see Jack. He's either working in the garden or off praying somewhere. Today, it's Trickle Lake. We're fine as long as we don't talk about what's happening around town. Listen, I want to thank you for rescuing Lucy like you did.
Are you kidding? I'm happy to do anything to mess up Jellyfish's plans.
What are his plans, anyway? Any ideas?
I don't know for sure, but the hit on Rathbone's Electric Palace is part of it. I could use some help finding Jellyfish. He disappeared since our last little run-in.
No problem. I'll have the Israelites keep an eye out for him.
Thanks.
There must be something I'm missing, but what could it be?
Eugene?
Greetings, Jason. Richard?
I take it things aren't going very well?
To put it succinctly, no. They aren't going very well at all.
What's the problem?
Well, Eugene's trying to unscramble some computer code.
Oh, what kind of code?
Programs from the Imagination Station.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Eugene thinks the programs about the history of Odyssey might shed some light on why Glossman's so interested in the tunnel.
And I believe I was very close to an answer when Wits End was attacked and the Imagination Station shorted out. Fortunately, I was recording the information onto several floppy disks in the computer room in Mr. Whitaker's office, which I managed to retrieve before we were so unceremoniously kicked out of Wits End. Unfortunately, when the power went out, it scrambled the data on the disks, and unscrambling it has been something of a challenge.
Mind if I take a look?
You?
Well, that's right. I'd forgotten that you're also quite facile with the intricacies of cyberspace.
No kidding.
Well, I've written a program or two in my time.
Well, that's great. Then have at it. That is, if it's okay with you, Eugene.
Thank you for asking. Actually, at this point, I'd be willing to try almost anything. Very well, Mr. Maxwell. I accept any assistance you may offer and or provide.
Then let's do it.
Jellyfish. Hey, Jellyfish.
Huh? Yeah, what is it, Rusty?
I got everybody to the cave here, like you said. They're waiting outside.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll be with you in a sec.
Hey, cool computer. Laptop, huh?
Duh. What was your first clue? Maybe that it's sitting on my lap?
What you doing? Playing games?
Games. Does this look like a game to you?
No, I guess it doesn't.
Let me tell you something. I got more important things to do with my time than to play games.
That ain't how you spell egg beater.
Huh? Egg beater? Where?
Right there, see? E-G-B-T-R.
You cork brain! That's short for edge biter.
Oh. So, what is this anyway? A diary? I thought diaries were for girls.
Oh, hold it a second. Let's call the newspapers. You thought? Wait, did I actually hear you say that you thought something? Think.
Hey, I was just asking.
Look, it ain't a diary, all right? There. Finished and saved. Hand me my backpack and tell the guys to come in.
Okay, here you go. Hey, you guys, come on in.
You see, Rusty, when you've been around for as long as I have, you learn to do a little thing called CYB.
CYB?
Yeah, cover your bases. That's what this computer's all about, a little insurance policy. Okay, listen up. I got something important to tell you.
Jellyfish!
Well, if it isn't Rodney. Hey, Rod, all recovered from your little shock the other night?
Yeah, but you won't be when I get through with you.
Rodney!
Get him off me! Let me go!
What is your problem, Rathbone?
You're my problem!
You know, you got a lot of nerve coming in here and taking a swing at me like that.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of nerve trashing my pop store, all of you!
Wait, that's what you're all hot about?
Why'd you do it, huh? Tell me why!
Orders, that's why! And that's all you need to know.
No, not this time! You tell me why, now!
Okay, fine. Why do you think, Oxbrain? It was necessary to put off suspicion and make it look like the Israelites were responsible. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Maybe. But why didn't you tell me about it?
Your dad knew.
Pop?
Yeah, and that was enough. Besides, you weren't told because you didn't need to be told.
Oh, that's it. I've had it with you, man. I started the Bones of Wrath. I did, not you. I'll decide who we'll hit and who we won't. And I don't need no outsider to tell me how to run things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Come on, Bones. Let's kick this jerk out of here and get things back to the way they were. Who's with me? Well, come on, you guys.
Anybody? Rusty?
Rodney,
Rusty, you too?
Hey, wake up. He doesn't want to, Rodney. He knows the best place for him. It's right here. And he also knows good leadership when he sees it. Leadership that gets things done.
Please, guys. Please, follow me.
Oh, give me a break. This is pathetic. Rodney, save yourself a little dignity.
Please.
Okay, don't. Just be quiet and get lost.
Get lost? You're kicking me out?
No, I'm sending you home.
What?
You heard me. In fact, I'm sending all of you home.
Home? How come?
Your services have been greatly appreciated, but it's time now for you to lay low. No more vandalism, no more roughness, no action of any kind.
For how long?
I'll let you know when you're needed. For the time being, Rodney, would you like to lead again?
Yeah.
Good. Then lead everybody out of here. Go on, all of you, scram!
Get out of my way.
What a bunch of yokels.
Dirty, rotten scum. All of them.
Rodney. Hey, Rodney. Wait up.
Get away from me, Rusty. I ain't friends with traitors.
Come on. I couldn't say anything back there.
Why not?
Jellyfish is too popular with the other bones.
Yeah, well, I hope you're all very happy together.
Rodney.
I got nothing more to say to you, Rusty.
But I've got something to tell you.
I don't want to hear nothing from you either.
I think I know how to get back at Jellyfish.
Okay. Maybe I do want to hear that. How?
Well, Jellyfish has been doing a little record keeping on a computer.
Computer?
Uh-huh. It's all there. I saw it. He's got stuff about Edgebiter, the recall election, and everything else that's been happening. And who's really behind it all.
Let's walk, Rusty. Tell me everything you know.
Computer skills have improved immensely over the years.
Thanks, Eugene.
So, how's it coming along?
Well, thanks to Richard, we've deciphered much of the code.
Meaning?
It only gave us part of the program you wanted.
Oh, which one?
The Underground Railroad program. Reverend Andrew made a salve from herbs and a mineral found in the cave.
Really?
Yes, the Indians called it the Silent One.
They had an Indian name for it, too, but since we only got part of the code, we don't know what it is.
Which adds to the mystery, I'm afraid.
A silent one. Mm-hmm. Why does that sound so familiar?
It does?
Yeah. I just can't remember why.
Well, I'll leave you two to figure it out.
I got word out to the Israelites, Richard. They'll watch for Jellyfish.
Great. I'll be in touch. See you guys around.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maxwell.
Mr. Riley.
What are you doing here?
I was working with Eugene.
Uh-huh. Well, I came to see Jack.
Well, I'm sorry, Tommy's not here. He went up to Trickle Lake on a prayer retreat.
Oh.
He's due to be back soon, though. Why don't you come on in and wait?
No, I don't think so.
Don't worry, Mr. Riley. I was just going. See you guys. Farewell.
Bye, Richard.
Bye, Mr. Riley.
Pretty cold, Tom.
What was he doing here?
Well, he was assisting me in deciphering corrupted computer codes.
I knew it had to be something corrupt. I don't know why you trust him.
Maybe because there's a reason to trust him?
Uh-huh.
Look, Tom, I can't account for what happened between the two of you before, but all I've seen in Richard now has been a desire to help do what's right. Maybe his motives are wrong, I don't know. But I think you should just cut him some slack. What?
Well, I know you're right. I've tried to put the past behind me, I really have. But every time I get near him, I start thinking about my barn, my horses, everything he did, and there's just so much anger in my heart. I just can't.
Maybe it's time to do something about that anger. Maybe it's time for something else.
Maybe. But I can't make any promises.
Excuse me?
You Richard Maxwell?
Yes, Rodney, I am.
How'd you know my name?
How'd you know mine?
Never mind. I heard you're on the lookout for Jellyfish.
What if I am?
I might know where to find him.
Aren't you working for him?
No, I was never working for him.
But you work together.
Look, you want to know where he is or not?
Why are you so willing to help me?
Let's just say I got a personal score to settle.
Personal?
We both want Jellyfish gone, don't we? Well, I got a way to do it. Are you in or not?
All right, I'm in. Where is he?
Before I tell you, there's a condition.
Name it.
You're one of them computer geeks, ain't you?
I know about computers, yeah. What's that got to do with anything?
It's just that Jellyfish has recorded everything that's happened. The Edgebiter scandal, the bones, the vandalism, the recall. And who's responsible for it all onto a laptop computer.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me guess. The condition has to do with your name being on the computer, too, and you're not wanting to incriminate yourself.
You catch on real quick. I'll take you to Jellyfish and his computer if you'll take my name off it. What do you say?
I say you probably can't be trusted. But that's a chance I'll have to take if I want solid proof.
Then it's a deal?
Deal. Where's Jellyfish?
Follow me.
Where to?
To the place you'd least suspect.
Wit's End? Jellyfish is here?
Yeah, and not only him.
Who else?
You'll see once we get inside.
Yeah, sure. And just how are we going to do that?
Well, there's a service entrance around the back that leads to the kitchen. Hardly anyone knows about it.
How do you know about it?
You kidding? I've crawled all over this building. Come on.
All I see is that professor guy. No Jellyfish.
He's around here someplace. Trust me.
Rodney. Wait. Someone's coming. It's Glossman. And Dr. Blackard.
See? I told you.
Quiet.
Another couple of days?
Very good.
What's the matter?
Are you certain you're feeling all right, sir? You look pale.
Are you insane, Glossman? Of course I'm feeling all right. My fainting spell was an act for the press. You know that.
Yes, sir. Of course.
Wretched machine.
What is it, Professor? What's wrong?
It's this laptop computer. It doesn't have enough disk space for me to complete my calculations.
Well, that's no problem. Jellyfish?
Yeah?
Where's that laptop computer I gave you?
It's right here in my backpack. Why?
The professor's computer needs more disk space. We're going to link your laptop to his.
Link it? Well, hey, we ain't got no cord.
We don't need one. These laptops have infrared ports. All we need do is point them at each other.
Excellent. Give me your computer, please.
Well, hey, you know, I don't have that much disk space left either.
We can download your data onto some floppy disks.
Download?
Yes, you won't lose any of your data.
It will all be perfectly safe.
Now hand over your computer.
But I...
Jellyfish, what is the problem?
If Blackard sees what Jellyfish has on his computer, the jig is up.
I know. Get out of here.
Why? What are you going to do?
Create a diversion. Now go on.
Well, what about you?
Never mind me. Just go.
Are you crazy?
He came from the kitchen.
Yes. Now get out of here.
All right, all right.
Come on in, Myron. The door is open.
Maxwell!
Well, well. If it isn't my old friend, Richard.
Hiya, Doc. Long time no see.
You two know each other?
We've had a few run-ins.
How did you get in here?
Apparently, your security still isn't what it should be.
Oh, I wouldn't blame him, Doc. I'm just really good, that's all.
Well, I must admit, Richard, you're still full of surprises. And you do turn up in the most interesting places.
Well, thanks, Doc. And I have to admit, Glossman's right. You don't look good.
That's what I've always liked about you, Richard. Joking in the face of disaster.
You know me.
Yes, I do. Which is why I'm going to have my associates here, shall we say, take care of you. Jellyfish, if you please.
Oh, yeah, well, I...
What's the matter with you? Grab him!
He's worried about my electrical stunner, aren't you, Myron?
Quiet, you!
A stunner? My, 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 Richard. We are keeping up with the technology, aren't we?
Yes. But it only works if you bring it with you. See, Myron? All gone. Looks like you'll have to take me by hand. If you think you can.
Okay, Maxwell. I'm gonna take you and...
Oh, please. This machismo is revolting and unnecessary. You may not have brought your stunner, Richard, but fortunately, I have.
See? That is great. He's out like a light.
Glad you enjoyed it. Now you and Glossman take care of him.
What?
Yeah, it'll be my pleasure.
You want me to help?
Think of it as a way to redeem yourself again.
But sir, Jellyfish and I really shouldn't be seen together, should we? I mean, what about your plan?
Yes, the plan. Very well. Professor, you help Jellyfish. When you're finished, meet me at the Harlequin. I know it's secure.
Yes, Doctor.
Sir, I assure you...
Enough! Make yourself useful for a change, Glossman, and help me pack the place up.
Yes, sir.
Here, Professor. You take my backpack. I'll carry him to the car. You drive.
Right. Jellyfish, where are we going?
It's this place I know on the backside of Trickle Lake. Just keep going up this road. Well. Sleeping Beauty is waking up. How'd you like your little shock, huh?
It wasn't half as bad as waking up and seeing you. Having a good time, Myron?
Not as good a time as I'm gonna have.
Mind if I give you a piece of advice?
Why not?
When you're doing something like this?
Yeah.
Make sure you lock the door!
What?
See ya!
He jumped out!
Stop the car! Stop the car!
I don't see him! Where'd he go?
He must have rolled down the embankment!
Embankment? That's more like a cliff.
He's gotta be down there. Look, do you see him?
I don't... Wait. Yes, there he is. Right down there. See?
Yeah. He ain't moving.
All right, we've done our job. Now come on.
No, I gotta make sure.
No, there's a car coming. We can't be seen here. Now come on.
So long, Maxwell.
All right, Jack, thanks for calling. We'll be there just as soon as we can. Yep, bye. Eugene!
Yes, Jason?
We have to go to the hospital.
The hospital? Why?
Jack was on his way back from Trickle Lake when he saw something lying by the side of the road. As he got closer, he realized it wasn't something, but someone. Richard Maxwell.
What?
Jack took him to the hospital. He's waiting for us right now.
Well, is Richard all right?
No, he's not. He's in a coma.
I sure hope Richard will be all right, and that Jason will get a look at Jellyfish's laptop computer, and that the next phase of Dr. Blackard's plan, whatever it is, can be stopped. Whew! I guess you'll just have to keep listening to find out what happens. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Another Chance was written by Phil Lawler and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.